In southwestern Colorado, a long-standing showdown over property rights ended this month when a landowner, who wants the government to buy him out, destroyed two historic buildings on his property. The area was one-time mining country, and the landowner's actions have preservationists outraged. From member station KSUT in Ignacio, Colorado, Eric Whitney reports.
A drive over Red Mountain Pass in Colorado's San Juan Mountains can really bring the Old West alive. The views are huge, alpine, and largely uninterrupted. The hand of man is only evidenced by colorful piles of mine tailings and other relics from the 19th century gold rush. At a new scenic overlook beside the highway, area resident Beverly Rich points out some of the weather-beaten old buildings that mark the abandoned mines scattered across the surrounding mountains.
The American Girl is just over that direction a little ways to the north of us, and it was a very, very rich area.
Rich's life straddles the old and new West. She was born and raised in nearby Silverton, and her father was a miner, as was her husband, until the last working mine staggered to a close in 1989. Now Rich is a member of the three-year-old Red Mountain Task Force, a very new West coalition of government agencies and private preservationists whose mission is to maintain the frontier feeling here by buying old mining claims and giving them to the Forest Service to be protected. She says it's a concept that it took time for some locals to warm up to.
Mining isn't going to come back anytime soon. It is a fact of life that tourism is our economy right now. And we've got to protect what the tourists come to see.
In the last 3 years, the task force has raised close to $15 million and negotiated purchases with several large landowners, but they haven't been able to come to terms with 74-year-old Frank Baumgartner, owner of 1,600 acres spread across the summit of rugged Red Mountain Pass. The task force is offering what it says is fair market value for the land. Baumgartner, who lives outside Denver, disagrees.
Here's the most beautiful area in Colorado, and they say it's worth $1,000 an acre. I mean, and you can go right over to 5 miles due west over the mountain to Telluride, and the same acreage over there would go for $15,000, $20,000 an acre. You know, so all that garbage about $1,000 an acre is just that.
When the task force told Baumgartner that his asking price was 3 times more than they were willing to pay, he threatened to demolish one of the most picturesque mining area buildings on his land. A group of locals talked him out of it, but since then, negotiations between Baumgartner and the task force have gone nowhere. So at the beginning of this month, Baumgartner finally made good on his threats. On a recent afternoon, rain fell on a pile of broken boards and corrugated tin at the summit of the pass. It's all that's left of a 90-year-old boarding house for miners and a neighboring mine office. Baumgartner moved in heavy equipment to pull them down before anyone could stop him. David Mullings, publisher of a local newspaper, says people still can't believe he really did it.
It very much was a surprise, a shock. I think that they did not think Frank Baumgartner would pull the trigger. He did.
Baumgartner denies that knocking the buildings down was an attempt to pressure the task force into paying more for his property. His action has been widely condemned, from local editorials all the way to Washington. Baumgartner says he could care less.
So, you know, I hear all these people shedding crocodile tears all over the place, or see them, and, you know, it's crap. The senators and congressmen are outraged by what I have done, but I don't see them appropriating any money or saying, hey, you know, let's get some appraisals done in there and make Frank an offer.
Baumgartner says he's ready to dismantle the rest of the historic buildings on his land. Since the preservationists refuse to pay the $9 million he's asking for the acreage, he's marketing it as lots for vacation homes, and says he'd like to open up a new cyanide heap leach gold mine, too. Neither plan pleases the preservationist task force. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Silverton, Colorado.